Yes, I think you've seen me before. If you hear something late at night, some kind of trouble, some kind of fright, just don't ask me what it was. Just don't ask me what it was. Just don't ask me what it was. I think it's 'cause I'm clumsy. I try not to talk too loud. Maybe it's because I'm crazy. I try not to act too proud. Only hit till you cry. After that, you don't ask why. You just don't argue anymore. Just don't argue anymore. Just don't argue anymore. Walked into the door again. If you ask, that's what I'll say. It's not your business anyway. I guess I'd like to be alone. Nothing broken, nothing thrown. Just don't ask me how I am. Just don't ask me. I live upstairs from you. Yes, I think you've seen me before. If you hear something late at night, some kind of trouble, some kind of fight, just don't ask me what it was. Just don't ask me what it was.
What a nice upbeat song to start the new year with. Hey, everybody. It's Thursday night. Thursday night, 2009.
Woo!
And hooting, as always, is Riff.
Woo!
Showing up at the last minute, as always, is Hot Stuff.
Woo!
At least he's also eating while he's on the radio.
I haven't eaten anything yet.
Yeah. Ironic that a guy who really hates the sound of other people chewing is now going
to... The reason I have to eat right now is because
people.
Everyone else around me is chewing, and I will just kill somebody if I don't. I'm not even kidding. I didn't want to eat any food, but I couldn't not eat while everyone else around me was chewing.
Huh.
Yeah.
But nobody else is chewing now. I'm all tangled up in cords and stuff. So this is the first time that we're broadcasting from this brand new old computer.
Wait, does this mean there's no more bugs?
It does.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
Sweet.
It means I don't have to remember to unplug this tower before the show starts.
Oh, I shouldn't have unplugged the tower before the show started.
Yeah, it's weird. I can't, for some reason my monitor isn't working. I'm just assuming that this is actually broadcasting. Yeah. So how's things been? You been doing anything interesting, Riff?
Not really. I bought an iPhone, so I've been cruising the App Store and buying more games than I probably should.
Oh yeah, have you found anything really cool?
There's a point and click adventure called 1112, which is really good but not long enough for the amount it the amount it costs. I guess it's a chapters thing.
Hmm.
And the next few chapters are going to be like half the price, which is cool. But
well, that's weird.
Yeah, they kind of got it backwards.
Yeah, I feel like they should give the first one away for free and then charge you for the.
The art on it is fantastic, though, and the writing is interesting.
Have you played Dr. Awesome yet?
Yeah, I played some of that. That's pretty good.
Dr. Awesome's pretty good.
I should play it some more now that I've got all my contacts in there.
I'm really bad at it. Like, it's really hard.
The game was very frustrating to me because I started playing and was getting, had gotten, I don't know, I'd say like 15, 20 patients or whatever, and was going back and getting about 500,000 or 600,000 points for each patient, each virus on each patient. So I had, you know, pretty high score, I feel like. And then accidentally didn't play it for a day, so all of the patients that I hadn't gotten to died. And I was like, so my perfect record was just screwed because I didn't play it for a day. I was like, that is so...
I didn't realize it did that.
Yeah. And there's no way to... there's no time or place to stop having new patients.
Yeah.
As far as I can... maybe until you have to... I don't know how long the game goes on. But that to me is a real drawback.
Yeah. I could see how starting a level would give you a day to
sure.
cure all the patients in that level.
But like, there's the level
that is a little rough that there is... You know, if you don't play, like, more frequently than every day, right? Because it's not like it gives you 26 hours or whatever. Like, then you just can't...
For someone who's, like, a completionist and also a perfectionist like me, it was extremely frustrating.
Well...
So I just started over. I just trashed that and was like, I will not play this until I have time to beat the game in one go. And so I just haven't touched it since. So
Is one go... Vincent Van Gogh's Mexican cousin.
Yes. Yeah. I played Rolando, and I beat Rolando. That's pretty
fun.
Yeah,
that's pretty good.
$10 is a little
yet.
High.
Yeah, it's
yeah,
a little
I mean, I mostly, you know, I heard such good things about it that I wanted to support the developers. I expect that game to be $5 in 6 months.
Yeah.
You know.
Every other game that they'd put out is pretty interesting, so I was happy to support them, but...
Yeah.
But I don't think I would pay that much for... a second product of theirs without having some serious reviews behind it
right.
that said it was worth the cost.
There was a big content patch for Tap Defense. I'm excited for those guys to put out a new game. You know, I would because Tap Defense was free. That's the game that I've probably spent the most time playing on the iPhone. And, yeah.
Didn't you say at some point, Kevin, that you were like, you were a genius for the original adventure for the Atari?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, they have that.
They have the original adventure there?
Yeah, on wow. iPhone.
They, although it's like a port, it's like an unofficial port. I heard about it, and then I heard about it, and the way that I heard about it, I just sort of assumed that by the time I got back to a computer, they would have removed it from the App Store.
Hmm.
That's weird. How do you control it?
I don't know.
If you control it with the accelerometer, that would make it really tricky, I think. It's a testament to how good the screen is that it's even plausible to play games like that, having to tilt them away from you.
That's true. Although I've watched a lot of video on the screen, and there's definitely a prime viewing angle.
Yeah, it's difficult for me to watch anything on it because when I like lay down on my back, there's no good way to prop it up. You just hold it right in front of your eyes. You hold it like an inch from your face so that you can pretend that you're watching movies on a 10,000-mile screen.
I have a strap that just smacks it directly in front of my eyes.
That's cool.
So it's like we're going to an IMAX theater.
I'm with Griff. What I want is a wrist mount for it,
yes.
And then a reskinning of the OS to make it work like a Pip-Boy.
I think that would be awesome.
I don't know that you can do third-party reskins of the OS, though.
No.
I mean, could you write an app that was just a different interface to the phone? Like, I don't think that you
probably can.
There are certain functions of the phone that are not available to developers, but a bunch of people...
What about to developers, 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 developers?
Let's see. And you might think, why are we talking about this on Radio KOL? But we're eventually going to port KOL to the iPhone, and then...
That's right.
I don't think we're going to port KOL to the iPhone.
What?
I don't think we're going to port KOL to anything. In case you haven't noticed, KOL is a fucking behemoth. Lots of content. Lots of
Speaking
content.
Of behemoth.
Yeah. That was pretty cool. Scully was like, Jick, I have an idea. And I said, why are you calling me Jick? I like that. I like it when he comes up with something that he has no idea whether or not it's technically feasible, and then we have to make it so. And being told by a bald man to make it so has always been a fantasy of mine. Because I've always wanted to be Patrick Stewart's number one.
Ew.
You don't want to be his number two.
No, I don't. So, yeah, we spent a little bit of time this afternoon playing with Riff's Christmas Present to me.
How was that?
It is a really interesting game. All right, so it's this card game called Dominion. And it's sort of a game based around the deck-building portion of, you know, air quotes around playing Magic the Gathering, right? Like, you start out with some resources and some... Like, you start out with a deck of 10 cards. And it doesn't work like a normal thing where you have, like, a library and a discard and a hand that you keep. But, like, what happens is at the beginning of the game, you draw, like, 5 cards. And then some of those cards are, like, money. So, depending on how many of them you have in your hand, you can, like, lay them down to buy other cards. But the other cards don't go into your hand or into play in front of you. Nothing is ever in play permanently. The cards that you buy are basically like spells in Magic. But they go into your discard. Right, so then the next round, or at the end of your turn, you draw back up. You discard your entire hand. You draw back up to 5, and if you can't draw, you shuffle the discard,
back.
It becomes your deck again. So you don't lose the money that you spend. Like the if you have a gold piece in your deck, it is like a source of income that you might get every turn.
Okay.
So the game is in sort of tweaking the composition of your deck so that you can acquire resources and ultimately win the game. And there are the victory points are cards that don't do anything. So they just waste space in your deck. So
it's really a fine balance between like getting enough victory points to win by the end of the game and having too many victory points early on such that you
can't make any progress.
And it's kind of clever because both the money and the victory points come in different denominations, so you can get a lot of them. A lot of victory points on one card, which is much more efficient in terms of deck utility, but it costs a lot of resources to get, so it's harder to accumulate. And then one of the conditions to end the game is when all the highest victory point cards are gone.
When they've all been purchased.
Yeah, when they've all been purchased, the game ends.
And there are, at any given point, in any given game, there are 10 stacks of 10 spell cards, basically, for you to buy. And the game is dramatically different depending on which 10 cards there are. It's 10 out of a set of 25. And it lists a few variants. Like, for your first game, you should have these 10 things out because they're pretty straightforward. But then we played another variant, which was like, it was themed and mechanically set up such that you just had a whole lot of money. Like, you were spending. All of the stuff was really expensive, and all of the stuff was geared around allowing you to spend more money.
Hmm.
So, yeah, it was neat.
Yeah.
And it also, if you don't pay attention, you don't... Because everything is basically out on the table, right? You know exactly how many... Or at least it is possible to know exactly how many victory cards each player has. But it got towards the end of the game, and we were like, no idea who would win if the game ended right now. And it turned out that Hot Stuff and I tied in the second game, which was... strange.
Yeah.
Let's see. So I did that today.
Another game that I think we should probably get in play is called Pandemic.
I've read about that. Yeah, it sounds interesting.
It is an excellent game. It's a cooperative game against the board, and you're basically trying to like cure all these diseases, but it's really, really hard.
There's
an easy, medium, and hard setting for the board game or whatever, and I've played it twice on medium now, and we just did not win either time. So, it's neat. It's fun. And
how does it work? What is the...
So it's got a map of the world, and there are
And if the pandemic doesn't start in Madagascar, you just restart.
No.
Until
there's a bunch of little, there's four different kinds of diseases, and they have a bunch of little blocks that that you put on the map when they sort of, that disease spreads. There are two different kinds of cards, basically. There's the resource cards, which are like locations in your hand. And then there are sort of epidemic, not epidemic cards, but they're whatever the term is for spreading the disease that I'm forgetting.
Vectors?
Kind of, yeah. It's like, it's also locations, but different, like a different set. And so you you start the game by sort of seeding the board with some disease. Some of the locations get three blocks to start off with. Some get two and some get one. And then you start, you'll draw cards off the top of the sort of additional outbreak. I think the outbreak is what it is, like the little outbreak things, to see where additional blocks go. If you ever have, if you ever draw a card on a location that already has three, it's a, that's a, I guess that's the outbreak. That's a, so then every location that it's connected to gets a break. Mm. So those are really bad. And the way you actually lose the game is by having too many of those outbreaks.
I see.
Happen. And then each person who plays who's playing the game has a role, and they have like different abilities. And
and if you win, the winner gets to eat all the roles.
No. But sort of the interesting mechanic of the game is that evenly distributed in the sort of player resource cards are these epidemic cards. And when an epidemic happens, you put a new location down that has three blocks, and then take all the discards that you had put down from the vector cards or whatever, and you put them back on top of the pile.
Huh.
So those are the locations that are going to start coming up again and having more of the little outbreaks and stuff.
I see. So it makes the problem sort of snowballs in a given spot.
Yeah. And so you're racing to both fight the fires of the diseases that are out there and sort of prevent the bricks from getting up to stacks of three so they can cause outbreaks. But at the same time, you need to be gathering enough resources to actually cure the diseases and ideally eradicating them.
So what are the choices that you make as a player?
Locations to go to. You have like four different sort of movement options. You get four action points each turn, and you can use those to move around or to do special actions like build a research station, cure a disease if you have enough resources to do it, but you have to be in a research station to do that. Clean up some of the, like you can like cure some of the stuff that's there, like taking bricks away or whatever. And then there's one other thing that I forget what you do. But every day a special power, something like the, or you can trade cards. That's the other thing you can do. Trading cards is really difficult to do for most people, but one of the characters is like a researcher who can trade cards to other people more easily. Hmm. One of them is a medic who can clean up diseases much more easily.
I see. So then does it require a specific number of people to play it?
No, I think you can play it with either three or four.
Okay.
There are five different roles, and you only have four of them in any given game, which changes the game pretty drastically. And where the reason it's different every time, it's better than like the Lord of the Rings game, which was the board is so constant that it's not. I feel like once you played Lord of the Rings a couple times, you know sort of what the board is going to do to you. Whereas with this game, you don't really have an idea what's going to happen, so you really have to sort of try to just do the best you can.
Right,
and it's kind of interesting. Just I think it would be even hard just to play solo, to be honest, because even with you know four players, it's pretty tricky. But I think it wouldn't be that easy even as a solitaire kind of game.
Oh, I think I screwed up and made it the Feast of Jarlsberg again.
Oh,
maybe that one does not get cleared off automatically
the list.
Like I thought it did. Well, I will fix that.
Does the clearing off happen in such a way that if, for example, the real world calendar and the KOL calendar had two consecutive Feast of Jarlsbergs, that they would both fire? Do you know what I mean? Like if we set
it? Yeah, it is.
Okay.
Yeah.
Alright.
I think so. The problem is that a lot of them are handled differently.
Sure.
You know, because they were all added at different points in the development. Development. I guess we can rock some questions. Macarona says, it would be neat if the Spirit of Rigatoni and Spirit of Ravioli abilities increased the number of times a Postomancer could summon spirits in a day. We definitely tuned it such that we were intending to allow ultimately like twice as many summons in a day as we initially rolled out. I think we were thinking that there would be two different ways to get plus five.
I forget what our plans were for that.
It probably wouldn't. We probably wouldn't attach it to a regular Mr. Guild skill. Wow, what the fuck?
I don't know.
A regular guild skill. Guild skill.
We had ideas for it, but I don't remember what all we had laid out.
Yeah.
We really didn't do a lot with it to start with.
Yeah, I think we were going to do like maybe a passive skill that allowed another five summons a day, and then a piece of gear that allowed another five in a day. Yeah. I don't know how a piece of gear would work, though.
I don't either.
Because like, if you were wearing it during your first five, then what? Then WTF?
It could just be a secondary counter.
Yeah.
Yay, more flags.
Yeah. Wouldn't be that big of a deal. Because, I mean, they're daily flags. So daily flags are basically free.
Sure.
But yeah, I suspect that is something that we might look at when we look at
Q1. Oh, yeah. Crap! It is Q1!
Damn it. When we add some new spirits.
In theory, we're supposed to put something out in the underwater zone by tomorrow.
Yeah, and I think that is not going to happen for a couple of reasons. One, because there's nothing ready, and tomorrow, as it turns out, is only one day away. Little Orphan Annie taught me that.
Really?
She taught me that tomorrow was only a day away.
I thought you were going to love me tomorrow.
I don't know what you're talking about, but it sounds gay, so let's talk about something else. Apocalypse Throb says, it kind of sucks losing your feng shui when you upgrade housing. Well, I mean, it kind of sucks losing your feng shui when you move to another house in the real world.
Yep.
Yeah, we're just trying to make the game an ever more accurate model of the real world.
Yeah, it's called verisimilitude. Get used to it. Play Havoc says, idea, equipment that has have less than requirements, like after you've gotten 20 main stat, you can't use the item anymore, making them limited time only. The problem with that is that it would be kind of goofy because we don't want to have to check the equipment requirements on everything that you're wearing. This is also why we never allowed buffed stats to work on
gear
as equipment requirements, because we don't want to have to check your stats and the requirements on all of your gear every time you do anything that might adjust your stats, because anything you do might adjust your stats. We could do it. We could store your stats in the session, and only check against all the gear when it changes, and then set some kind of flag that then doesn't let you adventure or do anything until you remove that equipment or whatever. But like, it's just kind of a, I don't know. I mean, where I like the idea that it would be an interesting design space to think about, right? Like stuff that you could only use at low level, because like, I don't think we do enough stuff like the temporal rift. You know, in a game that's designed around replayability through low levels, we don't do a lot of stuff like that, that we could do. We don't do a lot of stuff that we would, feel bad about doing in a game where you didn't tend to go back and see old content anyway. Ryujin Ely says, the Burrow Grub seems to have one less enchantment. Yep, that is the truth. Scully's wanted to do something else with the Burrow Grub. I don't know what it would be. What happened is, we meant to make them all kind of equally not particularly interesting, and ended up, I'm like, oh, this is, let's make this a watch and throw some adventures on it. And I don't think that the Ray Gun is really appreciably better than the Burrow Grub, but I guess I can see why somebody would think that it was. It's got that to hit bonus. I feel like to the kind of person who cares about whether these items are powerful or not, there's not that big of a difference in the power level between the Ray Gun and the Burrow Grub, right? And it's like the watch. Oh, it's clearly the best, but it sucks that you're recycling content. That was the trade off there, right? Like, it is no good to you at all if you have an imitation nice watch. Although I guess it is just, since it is an imitation nice watch that also has some stats on it, it is just de facto better than the Imitation Nice Watch, but I don't think anybody cares about plus mysticality. Reginele also says, and I thought that range damage was deprecated. No, no, range damage is not deprecated. And I don't think we ever really decided to deprecate range damage. We were going to go through and take everything that did weapon damage and make it do either melee or range damage, but every time I start thinking about that, I realize that, like, 60 or 70% of the things, there's just no real clear cut. You know, we didn't, like, if we made Claws of the Walrus only apply to melee, which makes sense, seal clubber skill, seal clubbers are melee dudes, it would just make plinking that much more arduous for people who are playing, you know, to whatever extent you have to be playing seriously that you're plinking with stuff.
Right.
Right. And so it's just like, yeah, well, fuck it, you know. So there's weapon damage and there's range damage. What I've been tending to do is just give higher bonuses to range damage from stuff than to melee damage, just because the overall damage that you do with ranged weapons is lower than melee weapons anyway. And that's part of the reason the dart gun looks so much better than the burrow grub, because it's got twice the additional damage on it.
Chai Diddy talks about flying home on Christmas and, against her better judgment, decided to check a bag and ripped into her mom's present and then destroyed some Hanukkah candles and stuff like that. I had terrible luck with the TSA over many, many airplane trips, and I had a bunch of photographic equipment that I'd checked, of course, and they would open it up and drop stuff. And several times I opened up bags, and they were just, like, everything was in disarray, and stuff was, like, broken. I've had to file a couple of claims against the TSA, and it takes, like, 2 years for them to give you your money back.
Huh.
It's awful. It is such an awful process. So, yeah, flying is terrible with the TSA, because they just open up anything that even vaguely looks suspicious.
But we're safer.
Yeah.
No, really, we're safer. Miko says, have the Walk of Ages recipes finally been incorporated into the recipe counts for the cooking trophies? No. And it's not like finally, it's like that's something we said we were thinking about doing, that we might do. Even if I said I would probably do it, I don't think it'd be fair to be like, oh, finally! Because it's not like an assignment that's late.
You're going to get detention, pal.
Hmm?
You're going to get detention.
I'm going to get detention.
Is it your intention to get detention?
Did you ever get detention?
At my high school, it was not called detention. It was called Justice Under God.
Really?
Whoa!
Did you ever get any big jug punishment at your...
I had to go to detention, I think, twice. Yeah.
Really? For what?
Well, you don't get it for any particular thing. You have we had to carry demerit cards around. And you get demerits for things like having your shirt untucked or being late to class or talking.
Talking?
Talking during class.
Huh.
Yeah.
How many demerits do you have to get a jug?
The first one comes after 5 demerits. The second one comes 4 demerits later. I think then another 4, then 3, then 2, and then every single demerit gives you a thing. And you have like 30 demerits, and if you get up to 30, you get suspended. I was late to class one day after arguing like really, really loud with a teacher who was like, I was the editor of my literary journal in high school, and somebody wanted to publish something anonymously, and I was like, okay. And she was like, no one can publish anonymously. I was like, are you kidding me? And so we got into a screaming match, and I was 5 minutes late to my next class because I had been arguing with her about how stupid she was being. So she gave me demerit, and then I got a demerit for being late for class.
Sweet.
Yeah, it was great. So, yeah.
Rip, did you ever get any detentions?
I think I got one in grade school for, like, accidentally knocking some stupid girl over. They made me write a page about how sorry I was. And so, of course, I phrased it in terms of how sorry I was that this stupid rule caused me to have to sit in this room and write this stupid paper.
Yeah.
Evidently, no one ever read it.
Yeah. I don't think anybody read the one of those that I had to write either, because I got detention and had to write a little apology essay in junior high once because I was sitting on a bus on a field trip and a fight broke out between two other people, and one of them threw the other one onto me, and I was just sitting there. But I got detention for being involved in the fight, and I was like, so then I wrote an essay about how you shouldn't sit quietly minding your own business on a bus because somebody might throw another dude into you, and then you have to write a stupid essay. Yeah, so I guess nobody read it. Then I got detention in high school for having boys and girls in the same hotel room on a debate trip.
Really?
Yeah.
Were your feet off the floor?
No, there was no.
There's no feet.
There was
the
no
floor.
Drinking or drugs or sex or anything. Right? Just nothing happened at all. We were just sitting around talking about stuff, and we were with the chaperones.
Okay.
That had been sent with us. We weren't supposed to be there, but we were with the chaperones. And then the chaperones had an attack of conscience and fucking ratted us out.
Wow.
Yeah. That was...
That's some sauciness.
Obnoxious, yeah. And then I think my attitude probably bothered them a little. Because I knew that my parents weren't going to care, so I knew that I wasn't actually in any trouble. So I was just like, whatever.
Yeah.
You know, like...
I spent a tremendous amount of time... like, physically at high school, in high school. Like, I'd get there, you know, 6 or 7 in the morning or whatever, and then was often doing, like, extracurricular activities until, like, 8 or 10 or 12, 11 o'clock at night.
Yeah, I had a lot of theater stuff going on a lot of the time.
Theater is just a massive time sink, because then you're going there on the weekends and, like, working on stuff.
I never did any extracurricular activities in high school.
Really?
I guess I was in the science fiction club for a couple of... I guess I was vice president of the science fiction club for 1 year. It didn't meet particularly often. I spent a lot of time at the high school, but it was because I lived in kind of a poor people part of town, and so we got the real short end of the stick in terms of busing.
Right.
And so I had to get on the bus at 6, and then I had to get off the bus at... So I got on the latest bus to leave, was on an obnoxiously early bus, and, you know, just had a lot of time to kill.
Until
I actually moved within, like, bicycle distance of the... So I spent, like, probably an hour a day on the bus for my sophomore and junior years of high school.
I hated the bus. I hated having to go places on the bus.
I didn't mind so much. I mean, I just read and didn't ever speak to anyone.
Unless you were getting involved in fights.
Now, this was a different school in a different state. Different time, man. I never really got in trouble, except for that. I never really got in trouble once I was in high school because I just sort of moved to a place where nobody... I'd kind of stopped being quite as much of a smartass as I was in grade school and junior high.
But then it came back.
I guess it came back after.
Okay.
After college, maybe. I don't know. Mailbox Head says, making the trophy rearranging page Ajax-tastic would make that page work a lot better. That is one of those things that I'm not sure that organizing your trophies even deserves as much time and attention as it has already gotten. You know?
It's weird because it's, you know, it's going to take somebody on our end hours or days to get it done, and then it saves... players potentially some hours or days.
Sure, collectively.
It's
yeah.
So peripheral to like almost everything else. Yeah. Where we're actually trying to create content. It's prioritizing stuff like that is so weird.
If we had an unpaid intern that was a programmer, right? Then that kind of thing, just little like, you know, sort of interface tasks. Like we should do that.
Unpaid programmer intern.
Yeah, an unpaid programmer intern.
If you trust somebody to be doing code.
Well, I mean, I'd trust somebody to abandon them in a sandbox where they just wrote code that looked like it was our code, and then me or CD Moyer spent 20 minutes transplanting.
Right, coding, like, arranging rocks in such a way that it was simulating the universe.
Yeah. Yeah. You really couldn't afford to pay for that because it takes so long.
Well, that's why it has to be an unpaid internship.
Um, Golgothica says, Crimbo was a lot of fun this year. Thank you. I've been playing for 4.5 years and have loved each year of Crimbo. On the other hand, I still hate Cunctititus with a passion worthy of a man twice my size. I keep my combat items handy just for those censored giants. Yeah.
Well, I mean, we have to make combat items relevant in regular play somehow, right?
Yeah, I mean, it's... I don't feel like it's a bad thing that there's a particular monster that you hate. And that's kind of cool.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Sons of Arugal or whatever.
Yeah, mm. Sons of Arugal. Yeah. That was awesome. That fucking helicopter in Half-Life.
Yeah.
Yeah. Macarona says, would you consider adding slash accessory one slash weapon and so forth as equipment commands? Saves the user a few more keystrokes in the chat box. You could set up your own macros that are slash weapon, which would then be like slash equip weapon percent one, or rather dollar sign, or whatever. And then it would work exactly that way.
Yeah.
Ernie R says, can sushi please be added to the crafting interface? No.
That's a totally outside. Separate thing.
Yeah, it's sushi is a lot more akin to, you know, chez snouté than it is to cooking and eating something.
Yeah, I mean, I feel like the consumption record thing is also a little weird.
He says also the sushi descriptions and consumption history don't work or don't exist. It's possible. Oh, pardon me. It's possible that they just don't have descriptions written in.
Oh, the super...
No, in fact, I think it is a certainty that they just don't have descriptions written in.
Are you supposed to be able to click on stuff in your consumption history?
Mm-hmm. I think so, yeah.
I didn't realize that.
Yeah, like if I... So I'm looking at myself here. Favorite food. Yeah. You can click on them to get the descriptions.
We don't even have descriptions for the sushis.
Yeah, we don't. I mean, that's what I'm saying. There is a field in that table.
That would be a great place to explain what each of those things are, though. Like, because of the way it's coded, if you do a special maki roll that has a special name,
it's always just going to say beefy maki. Yeah, I mean, it's
whatever.
And there's just, you know, I didn't want to have to create. Potentially hundreds of, because you know the plan is to add more and more things that modify these, right? So,
which is fine, but then we could use that space to say, you know, beefy maki is any one of the following types of rolls.
Well, or we could just say beefy maki is any sushi roll made with rice and seaweed and beefy fish meat.
Sure.
Or you know.
Yeah, I know.
This is a sushi roll made with beefy fish meat and other stuff.
Okay, fine. Whatever.
Yeah. Whatever, indeed. let's see.
And no.
What?
The answer is no.
Coast Edge to Coast Stations. Is it possible to make common Hodgman offhand items zappable? No, it is not. It is actually completely imbot. Like, just because of the way the database works, it's weird.
Yeah.
Anything that's like a sock can't be in a zap set. It's
we
like,
tried to do that, and the... server nearly exploded, so yeah. we had to stop.
Yeah, we got a call from the data center, like, there's a lot of smoke coming out of your rack. And I said, are you trying to say, sir, that my rack is smoking? And he said, no, you're a dude. I'm like, oh, right. Shit. Maximilian the Red said, question for Jake. Can the drop-down for the closet slash hank slash display case be multi-select so that I could control-click multiple items at once to move them? You know, I'm not saying that the existing interface is ideal, but I don't like the whole multi-select thing.
To people who know how to use it, it's great potentially.
I wouldn't even say that it's great. I would say that it's okay to people who know how to use them, but by and large, people do not know how to use them.
Yeah, it's a little more confusing to the average person, which is why we have both that and the old autocell options available.
I think, you know, one of C.D. Moyer's projects for the beginning of this year is a kind of a rethinking of the way that the inventory works on the, I'm not even going to say on the back end, but the actually sessionizing inventory for display purposes so that the inventory is just much, much faster to load. It will be faster to load both because it will not be hitting the database, and even when it does hit the database, it will be faster because so many fewer database hits are being hat. I think I kind of like the idea that I proposed before, where stuff like the Hanks and the closet just get the like tabs that are the categories from the flea market, and then remove one, remove all, remove some. Remove some pops up a quantity checkbox or quantity dialog, and then it just does it without actually reloading the page. It just updates it via Ajax. I like that idea. I also like the idea of in the closet there being a link to put stuff in closet, which sends you back to inventory with a tag set that puts a put one some all in closet link that then works the same way. The one problem I have with that is the inventory then looks different than every other interface for looking at items, right? Because it's got these different categories. I don't know why I don't mind in the flea market items existing in multiple categories, because I don't want that in the inventory. I don't know that there's a real reason for not wanting that. Golgothica says, how about a chat command to check how many of an item one has? Less inventory page loads is good for everyone. You can kind of fake it.
Depending on what you're doing, you can. I mean, if it's a usable item.
Yeah. You can just try to use question mark a billion, I think, and it will.
Just use question mark. Oh, if it'll let you.
Yeah.
That's what you're saying.
But and then it'll tell you you can only use however many. I think that works. I'm not positive, though.
Yeah.
Blizzbob says, why do the chocolate box, the stone tablets from the Naughty Sorcerer's Quest, and the spooky cigar box always all have the very same shape? Well, because they're all rectangular prisms.
This is kind of asking, like, why all aliens are bipeds. I mean, there are just some things about the universe you were not meant to know. Although I really liked Star Trek's explanation for that.
What was that?
That, like... It was kind of like a Mystery Hunt episode where they discovered
oh, I
that
remember that. Yeah.
They discovered that hidden in the DNA of varieties of species scattered throughout the galaxy was a message in sort of in parts. And it was this progenitor race that had seeded the entire galaxy.
Right, so they made
us
like,
in their image.
That's why everyone is like a human except with a slightly different
yes.
forehead.
Yeah. And that so I mean they say that they sort of explained that, and then also it was just this kind of cool episode where it was encoded in some sort of holographic message from the progenitors or whatever that they played back in a tricorder.
So it was like the Star Trek equivalent of Aldemon?
Yes.
I read an article in a science magazine once about how it was not unlikely that alien races would be roughly similar to us just because of...
I mean, if you're saying, like, carbon-based, sure.
Well, yeah,
like,
yeah.
I feel like any species on Earth could have evolved intelligence, and it would be, you know, intelligent giraffes or intelligent, you know, whales or something like that, you know. Or potentially it's only a matter of time before some other species on Earth develops sentience of the same kind as humans, you know.
Well, but I mean, why do you reckon it is that, I mean, just because at some point there was a simian that was slightly more intelligent than the most intelligent quadruped, that it just spiraled? And that's why the most intelligent species on the planet are simian.
Yeah, I feel like it was sort of like building every, you know, a lot of species are building slowly towards more intelligence or whatever, and then you just hit some ridiculous arc where it goes really
some tipping point.
Some tipping
as
point.
Malcolm Gladwell would do.
Yeah, but yeah, or just, you know, exponential growth or logarithmic right. growth or something. That's I don't know.
You should read that book, man. I'm not doing it justice. I know you're filled with hate every time I talk about it.
No, it's just Malcolm Gladwell's kind of a dork. You know?
I think he's a dork.
I've seen him on like interviews. And
why
stuff.
Don't you like Malcolm Gladwell?
Because I don't know. I just feel like his
because you want to
reiterating common.
You want to give him a you want to put him in a headlock and then pants him because he's such a dork.
Yeah, and, you know, give him a swirly.
Yeah.
you ever get a swirly?
I never got a swirly. I never really got, like all of the horror stories about high school. I mean, I just got, the only, you know, nobody was ever creative in the ways in which they were mean to me. It was just like, you know, I'd be walking down the hall and some, like, dick upperclassman would just knock all my books out of my hand from behind me.
Yeah.
That was really, like, there was never any, like, really thoughtful humiliation, which, you know, whatever.
See, then you know they really care.
Yeah. Yeah. The, you know, the guys at the... It wasn't even like the football player table. It was just this particular group of guys that sort of Scully and I constantly got into it with. Like they, you know, they would just like throw shit at us or whatever.
Yeah.
And just yell things about, hey, how's it going? Still reading books?
Yeah. I don't understand the drive in groups of people to like mock or taunt other people. Like, I just never understood that.
Really?
In high school, yeah.
I mean, you never just like say got together with a group of people who just like really, really didn't like blacks, you know, and like, you know, maybe you'd get some kind of uniform just to sort of increase your own feeling of solidarity, and like, you know, some sort of like, it get pretty cold, so you were like, we should burn something, and then like, what do we have handy? Well, all we have handy is these like telephone poles, yeah, and yeah. It's, you never.
No.
Yeah, well, I mean, maybe that's just a part of my personality that's different than yours.
Yeah.
Sparemeister says, I really love the addition of the bag of animal bones section under miscellaneous inventory. How about carrying it over to the auto cell interface? That should probably happen.
I already put that in the to-do list.
Oh.
But I also put a note in there, because if we ever end up doing our own custom categories, we'll need to remember the auto cell interface. And we should just sort of make those... commensurate.
Trek Terp says, which comes first, StarCraft 2 or Nemesis Quest? I don't know. It depends on, first of all, whether or not Blizzard has the same policy of pushing back the release date of StarCraft 2 for every time that somebody asks about it. And it depends, secondly, on how many people ask about the Nemesis Quest, right?
In theory...
I'm not sure how many tick marks I should make for that thread about it. Is it one for every post in that thread,
one
or just like
word.
One blanket one? Oh, every word. That'd be good.
Maybe you should have a limit of a two-week pushback per day.
Okay, that's fair.
I'm hoping that I manage to get into the StarCraft 2 beta.
Yeah, ooh. That'd be pretty cool if that guy really comes through.
Yeah, he never replied to my email, but...
I think it's because he doesn't like you. Maybe it's because he thinks you're a dork.
It's possible. He did give me that swirly. I met one of the StarCraft 2.
Was it a swirly with logs?
Blizzard employees who was working on the StarCraft 2, the developers, I guess, at a party. And he's like, oh, yeah, totally. I'll hook you up with a beta key when we come around to it. And I was like, hot? But I don't know.
You shouldn't have followed him around smelling him the entire rest of the party. That's probably what creeped him out.
He just smelled so good. Whatever they're feeding those people over at Blizzard, man. I don't know.
He smelled like a lot of donuts. That could have been bad. Just sort of randomly clicked on some part of the broadcast software. I'm not used to having this giant monitor here. This entire computer to do the radio broadcast from. Kevin B. says, how about if you're about to adventure in an area that has a bounty that day, it gives you a warning. The bounty hunter is looking for items from here if you're interested. I don't know. I don't know about that. I think there is a fine line between appropriate signposting and obnoxious spamming. And I don't know where that line is.
And also between appropriate signposting and hand-holding.
Ham-holding?
Hand-holding.
Ham-hocking?
Ham-hocking, yes. Ham-hocking sounds like some dirty sex act that you would read about on that dictionary site.
Right, on Urban Dictionary?
Yeah.
Like it means, like, to fuck someone in the clit?
Yeah.
Dordrum says, when you use a pistol against a swarm of killer bees and miss, it should note that your firearms are useless against them. What's that from?
I don't know.
Linguini Land suggests making a mob penguin cell phone plus a banana equal a banana phone.
Did we remember to increase, to do any of the
to
cell
do anything
stuff?
With the cell phones? Nope, we
That's
did
so
not.
Frustrating.
Hey, but, you know, we're... we're looking at Penguin Crimbo next year, so
that's
we'll definitely
true.
Do it for that.
We should throughout the year we should update players with our tidbits about that.
We really should. We should think about this in the next month or so, and maybe have something that changes every once in a while leading up to the event. Cloud Strife says, if you have scorpion problems, I feel bad for you, son. I got 99 problems with a poisonous arachnid, ain't one. That isn't what he actually said. He says, if you have scorpion problems, place a bit of liquor in front of it, and it will sting itself to death.
What?
First of all, I don't know that that's true. Second of all, it's a lot easier to just step on it, right? Like,
I'm curious why that would happen.
I know that it is, like, I've read about it as possible to induce a scorpion to sting itself to death.
Why would you want it to die that way?
No, I don't know. I guess it'd be, I mean, if you got other scorpions to watch, it would be like, wow, we should not fuck with this dude.
Yeah.
Linguini Lad asks if we can make a shake spear. Lol. Ekam Ekam says, can we have slash logout and a command to show what you have equipped? Slash logout, I would actually like, because I find myself doing that if I've been playing a lot of World of Warcraft. I try to get out of KOL like that.
You could make a macro.
I know I could make a macro, but that seems like a reasonable...
Make a macro.
Okay, fine, but... this
slash
is
logout
like the,
equals
the
slash
macro system.
Go F yourself.
Yeah, slash go fuck yourself. Yeah, you can log out by typing slash go fuck yourself.
Sorry, that was an Easter egg.
Best Easter egg ever. I think it's probably in the wiki, so it's not
okay.
A big deal. CD Moyer's cool. As Rain says, searching the mall for an item with double quotes in its full name doesn't return the item due to the nature of quotes in mall searches. Any chance this can be changed? The thing is, it wouldn't work even if you could submit a double quote, because items always have the HTML entity quote thing in them. Hmm. When I have CD Moyer revamp the mall search completely, I will say, hey, you know, think about all the fucked up things in there and deal with them. You know, like, make it so you can search
habaneros.
Yeah, habaneros and, you know, anything with a trademark in it. Like,
yeah.
Lurk says, I think people always complain about any Crimbo where you didn't give them a tiny plastic sword. Speaking of which, the tiny plastic sword is a cool mechanic. Ever think of making something similar? Yeah.
It comes up every once in a while.
It's a little weird having to balance the booze system around the tiny plastic swords. Plus, there's nothing else like that.
Yeah.
Nothing on Earth like a tiny plastic sword.
Like in terms of like something you'd put into food that way or whatever.
Yeah, you know we could do a frilly toothpick for your dumb witchcraft idea.
Oh,
when you eventually learn
idea.
To make sandwiches.
Why do you hate?
He just doesn't like sandwiches. I don't think
he does though. He does like sandwiches. We have sandwiches.
Until the pretentious artist unplugs the fridge and ruins them all. I feel bad because he feels bad about that.
Well,
which he kind of should. It was pretty stupid. You know? But like,
it was like $30 worth of sandwich material.
Yeah, I guess. Yeah. Anyway, but he replaced it all. He bought us a lot more food and put it in the fridge.
I never even thought of that as replacement. I was like, oh, thank you for buying us food.
I saw you because he came in. He was all sheepish. He was like, dude, don't worry about it. I mean, it was pretty stupid, but because I'm really sensitive about stuff like that. Anyway, I saw that you put a sign on the cord. Do not unplug. This means you dipshit. Creeping Crud says, I just wanted to let you know that I enjoyed Crimbo greatly, and I'm also enjoying the sea a whole lot. I'm excited to see what the next zone features. Mind you, I was one of the people who was very unimpressed with the first few zones when that was all there was. Chalk that up to liking a bunch of content that works together. Yeah, no, I mean, it
Content that works together plays together.
I definitely understand feeling like that. I do think we didn't really get around to saying this. I think that we're going to have to push back the every 2 weeks deadline by a couple of weeks, and there are a couple of good reasons for that. One is that we don't have anything ready for tomorrow, and I don't want to half-ass something. And two is that next if we kept up the 2-week deadline, the next one would be in the middle of the our trip to Boston for the mystery hunt. So,
yeah.
Me. Although, that said, I'm going to be gone most of next week, too. So. So, I think, though, you know, working tomorrow and the next day, and then we'll be able to get some work done while we're in Vegas. We can sit by a pool and have beautiful naked women bring us martinis while we work.
Sure. What you doing in Vegas?
What's that?
What's the event?
Hot stuffs and my wife's birthday.
Oh. Happy birthday.
Yeah, a few days. And
happy birthday.
That's what my wife gets for her birthday is she doesn't have to be the naked woman that brings me martinis for like 3 whole days. I don't think Vegas is actually like that for people like us.
What do you mean?
I don't know, maybe if we were high rollers, maybe if we were big shots, maybe if we were shot collars.
We could just
if we had white collars.
All of the donations that people have made to Asymmetric and put them on black.
That would be awesome. I do kind of want to do someday. I just want to go to Vegas and, you know, just bet $10,000 on, you know, save up. Don't go on vacation for a couple of years. Save up what I spend on vacations. So just go and just do it. Just bet $10,000 on black. Be like, damn you, Wesley Snipes. Because if you won, it's like, woo, $10,000.
Is it 2-1?
Yeah, it is because it's not quite. Because it's not quite 2-1.
There's black, red, and then one green.
0 and 00. There's like
two greens.
30, isn't it? Like there's 32 spots. Or are there 32 numbers?
I forget how.
There are 32 numbers because that's divisible by a lot of things. Or not. Maybe 36? There's 36? Yeah, I don't know. 36 is divisible by numbers.
I think it's 36. I think a single number bet pays 35-1, so it's 36 slots on the wheel.
I always thought for some reason that a single bet paid 32-1, but I don't.
Maybe. I don't know.
They had this casino night at my at the sort of dorm thing that I lived in my freshman year of college, and I had run myself completely out of the fake little chips, and I had to borrow some from the girl I was dating at the time. And I borrowed just like enough money to make a couple bets, and I did a single number bet in roulette, and then just won, and was able to like, get a bunch of free pizza.
Wow!
Despite having completely lost my ass at blackjack in like the first 10 minutes.
They were playing roulette with pizzas.
No.
Okay.
I bet on pepperoni. I put everything on that olive, and then that's where the meatball landed when they were done. They had one of those chefs that would, you know, like toss the pizza dough, but he was tossing an entire pizza with a meatball balanced on top of it.
I see.
Yeah, that's how it worked.
You've gone to some weird casinos.
Macarona says, can we get an alcoholic version of the fortune cookie? Like some kind of spiked tea that you can read the leaves? No. That's a clever idea. But, the fortune cookie, you know, it's one of those things where...
It is awesome.
Its primary use is not its primary use.
Yeah.
You know, like...
But it's cool that it has become so integral to... figuring out.
You know, like you didn't know. You were like, hey, I know, let's do this. And you were thinking about it. Sure. Just like you were thinking about Monster Level before Ascension, and it hadn't occurred to any of the rest of us that would be useful at all. You're all understanding game math. Even though all of your detractors would have us believe that you know nothing.
Well, I mean, I definitely do not understand everything about the implications of the stuff we do in advance.
I think sometimes it's good to do things that we don't understand the implications of.
You know, it's players discovering strategies that we never considered that are cool, you know. That's
yeah, like the fucking limited content thing with the...
Yeah, that's great. Yeah. That is going to be so interesting when people, like, sort of have their own little private farm of...
Yeah, so what somebody had posted in the forums, Riff, pointing out that, like, if the January item of the month had rolled out while that zone, while the Penguin Factory zone was still open, you could have made a copy of, like, the psychopath.
And then just...
and fight it, make a copy of the copy, fight it, make a copy of the copy, fight it, make a copy of the copy.
Can you make copies of the copies now?
Yeah, you can. You were always supposed to be able to. The reason that thing wasn't, it wasn't showing up, it was just a bug.
Okay.
You know what you could do?
So you could basically just you could fight five of them a day indefinitely as long as you were willing to dedicate as long as you're basically like assigning a Mr. Store item to it on one character. You can't ever ascend, but like you just have your own little stable of one monster from previous limited content that you can just fight as many of as you want in a day.
Huh.
Or not as many of as you want.
Up to five.
You can fight up to five in a day as long as you want after the content goes away.
You know something that will have a distinct implication for.
What's that?
The Pickle Factory.
Oh, yeah. If we bring the Pickle Factory back.
Yeah.
Although, isn't the main valuable thing from the Pickle Factory in a non-combat?
It is. That is true.
Yeah.
But all the rest of the stuff are drops.
Well.
Interesting.
Well, you know, who knows when we're going to bring the Pickle Factory back?
It's true.
None.
In fact.
Huh. So what does it mean? I was the fucking designated driver last night. What the fuck happened? Who am I? We went to this party and I started seeing that everybody was getting real drunk and I was like,
you say that and nobody that you drove home was legally drunk.
No, I was really drunk. No, I know. It wasn't a big deal. But I stopped drinking several hours before the end of the party because I...
Just in case.
I was always planning on driving home, but then I'm like, well, okay, like DUI task force just out for blood tonight. Although we did not see a single cop on the way home. I could have been...
We were yeah, it was super...
I could have been drunk as shit, and it wouldn't have made any difference at all. Anyway, I didn't drink that much last night. What did I have? I had three beers and one of those things that Pez Boy made.
It was...
like raspberry Stoli and orange juice and pineapple juice or something.
It tasted strange.
Yeah. Yeah, and then just sat for 4 hours getting bored while a bunch of drunk people played apples to apples.
Did you play any darts?
This was strong.
Did you play
any darts? I did not play any darts. Anyway, so I wasn't hungover when I woke up today at 2 in the afternoon, which, god damn it. The more I try to get my sleep schedule fixed, the worse my sleep schedule gets.
The holidays are just going to wreck everything, and we just have to accept that and then rebuild.
But now I'm on my second beer for the radio show, and I'm just getting a headache that's getting worse and worse.
Really?
So yeah,
Some ibuprofen?
I don't know. I think maybe yes. Okay. I'll take some ibuprofen. I'll drink some water during a music break. Which, again, I should have gotten ready for before I started talking about it. Every show. It's like we've never done this before.
Why don't you set up a music set list before...
Because there's no good way to do it.
Oh, they don't have a holding zone for stuff?
Yeah, they do, but it like the way that I've got it going, it automatically pulls stuff from it. I guess I could drag stuff into, like, the library, right?
Yeah.
I could drag this whole computer into the library, and then... I could look up in a book.
And change your name to Mr. Green.
Yeah. Wait, my name isn't Mr. Green? Mr. Green was the... Speaking of getting in trouble at school, Mr. Green was the principal at my grade school.
I see.
I got sent to the principal's office a lot in grade school.
Huh.
I got in trouble a lot. I got in trouble for a lot of things that I didn't do. That genuinely happened to me, I would say, 5 or 6 times. I got sent to the principal's office... Got in trouble for something that I just hadn't done.
Huh. Because you somehow developed a reputation.
Yeah, for being a smartass. I think the teachers didn't like me because I was smarter than them.
I mean, that's... It's always going to be intimidating, you know?
Yeah. So, some Cafe Tacuba. Some Butthole Surfers. We're going eclectic. And, some buggles. All right, and we'll see you in 11 or 12 minutes.
Cero de yuca y de... cosecha epitis alegre, siembra una llanura de patata y fresas, ojalá que llueva café.
Sifting through my ashes, some will fall in love with life and drink it from a fountain that is pouring like an avalanche coming down the mountain.
I don't mind the sun sometimes, the images it shows. I can taste you on my lips and smell you in my clothes. Cinnamon and sugary and softly spoken lies. You never know just how.
While arguing in traffic, Flipper died a natural death. He caught a nasty virus. And then there was the ever-present football player rapist. They were all in love with dying. They were doing it in Texas. Ollie caught a bullet, but it only hit his leg. Well, it should have been a better shot. Got him in the head. They were all in love with dying. They were drinking from a fountain that was pouring like an avalanche coming down the mountain.
I don't mind the sun sometimes. The images it shows. I can taste you on my-
was back in 52, lying awake intently tuning in on you. If I was young, it didn't stop you coming through.
Hey, it was mine. I was like, one of you assholes has your mic muted. I didn't really say one of you assholes has your mic muted. And you missed my charming rendition of the end of Video Killed the Radio Star.
Because by you mean the listening audience.
Yeah, you, the people I'm talking to.
Okay, because you were looking at me, I was like, I heard it just fine, thanks.
Blah, 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 blah.
We need to have a party. So I use these miracle fruit tablets.
Oh, yeah.
Fruit tablets.
The pretentious artist said it was, cool. Said it worked.
He bought a bunch of cranberries.
Yeah. Let's see. Frankenmean says, will this year's Crimbo be reflected in players' quest logs again this year? Yes. Redundantly. And twice.
Also, we'll do it this year.
Also, was I the only one that thought of James Spader from 2 Days in the Valley when fighting the Psycho Penguin? Probably.
Didn't, I mean, wasn't there a specific...
Yeah, it was modeled after Frodo's character in Sin City.
I see.
Dr. Motive says, why can't I smith a gator skin with a briefcase? Because there's no recipe in the game that's a gator skin plus a briefcase. It'd be funny if making a nicer briefcase caused it to have better stuff in it.
That's logical.
Madame Defarge says, with the recent changes in ascension history, it's no longer possible to see the actual level when someone ascended. Could we have a mouse over for that like we have in for like we have for turns? I guess I just sort of assume it's always 13. Right, like, and it wouldn't really necessarily be
what
interesting.
So I mean, because do you see the level when they free the king now?
I don't know. I don't think so.
You're seeing what are you? I guess I don't know what you're seeing.
I don't either.
But there's a difference between the level that you free the king and the level that you...
I guess I didn't realize that ascension histories had levels in them.
Yeah, like the level, the level that you ascended was the way that it was previously.
Was it?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. I guess it is.
So maybe now it's just having the level that you free the king is being displayed. Which would maybe make sense.
Excuse me. Madison 14 says, why is the quest log an actual log while the clan dungeon log is just a sheet of paper? No, the clan dungeon log is a log too. It's just embedded in the wall and turned on its end.
I was going to say, because when you're doing quests, you're actually on a ship and this is just trying to keep track of how far you'd gone.
Yeah.
And what speed and where you are in terms of longitude.
Chef
longitude
Bob,
or latitude that they had the problems with?
I don't remember.
Yeah, I forget too.
ChefBob27 says, why does the artist say my clothing is bland when I'm naked? Shouldn't you guys program it to say something clever? It does say something clever to everyone who our sophisticated AI has not determined has really boring genitals. So, sorry, ChefBob27. Hate to be the one to break it to you, but you got some boring genitals. Black Arrow says, will you help me make a custom title for myself? No. Also, how about implementing a basic ranged weapon that drops in the Black Forest? Maybe call it the Black Arrow. If there was a green forest, we could have hornets and
arrows.
Arrows, and, yeah. Jelly.
Yeah.
Singing that song. A thumb.
Yeah.
A grocer.
A man.
Al Gore. A party. There could be a green party.
Yeah.
That you get to. There could be somebody that's really envious.
Ooh, a jolly giant.
A jolly giant, my wife suggests.
Yeah.
Hey, let's do it. The green forest. Ooh, we could do a whole rainbow of forests.
Did you already talk about the lantern?
No, green lantern.
Oh,
yeah,
green lantern.
Yeah. Severus says, if you ever get around to making actual plushies, can we please have one of the cuttlefish? That's a good idea.
Cool.
Although, our cuttlefish... Does our cuttlefish really look like a cuttlefish?
Kind of.
Trek Terp says, I'm 0 for 28 for dragonfish fries. Why does the RNG hate me so?
That's pretty bad.
Yeah. What's Apple Person says, hello, I was once a player of your game and listener of your show. I recently listened to your show again after not doing so for a while. You guys still talk about the same shit, making the same jokes. This is a sign of getting old. Find a fountain of youth or die. Also, I still love you. If you were a pedophile, I'd hit that. Yeah.
This is a sign of getting old. That is something we are definitely doing.
Richtofen says, question, why can't the penguin Goodfellow breathe underwater? Because penguins can't breathe underwater. Same reason the hand turkey can't fly. Cyan220 says, if there's a recording of the Christmas show, could you post it to the archives? I didn't record it, so there currently isn't a copy on iTunes for download. There was no Christmas show, actually. I completely forgot about it. Christmas was a Thursday. And no Thursday show occurred. I just spaced it. Nobody called me or anything. They must have, like, on Thanksgiving, they had already arranged for coverage for me.
Huh.
Without even checking with me. They just assumed that I'm this unreliable flake, and rightly so. I'm glad that they do. Quietus says, why does the food and booze at the Crimbo Cafe still taste like chicken? Yeah, the consume text for those just got lost to the mists of time.
Huh.
And I looked in the wiki and I was like, huh, I guess that was the consume text. That's weird. But it totally wasn't. Frank and Bean says, what are the chances that chat and other aspects of the game can get Unicode support? Ask CD Moyer, because I don't know what that means. SnuffStell420 says, there should be a reward for beating 16 lions in a row. I don't get it.
Is there any danger with trying to do Unicode support with getting rid of the HTML entities or whatever the sort of cleansing that we do?
I don't know, man.
Okay.
I seriously don't know.
I don't know.
Southwest says, is NS15 actually going to happen, or is it just a pipe dream right now? It's not. I wouldn't describe it as a pipe dream, but I also wouldn't describe it as something that is going to happen.
Yeah.
I think we learned our lesson.
We could maybe make it optional.
War Junkie says, ability to read Big Book of Pirate Insults like a code binder. There was a reason that I didn't do that. I was like, oh yeah, I'll do that. I'll go in there right now and do that. But then there was a reason that I didn't. There was something that was a pain in the ass about doing it. Let's see. Ray Janili says, not every K-mail package sends an item. Maybe don't load the item list without user input. That is actually a good idea.
Because sometimes you're just sending meat.
A message or meat. I mean, yeah, sometimes you're just sending a message, right?
What?
I know. People just socialize. It's fucked up.
So would that be a significant time savings, you think?
Well, I mean, it wouldn't have to hit the inventory table every time you went to send a K-mail.
That's true.
Right. Xenosis says, how long did you work on this year's Crimbo content? 7 years, actually. This is stuff that we started working on before KOL even existed. It's weird. It took a long time to draw the Crimbomination. Probably as long as all of the other art in the game combined. Totally making that up. Teddy Turtle says, for Jick/Scully, can you guys please explain how the hand or twitching claws or hat rack need air? Well, in order for oxygen to provide nourishment to the cells of their brain, they have to breathe it in, right? That's why they need air. Without air, they would die. Cigar box isn't airtight. There were holes on top of it. It's the truth. Flame says, dude, this game rocks. I've been playing for just a few days, and I've already fallen in love with it and donated $20 US. Well, thank you, Flames. I hope that you get lucky this weekend. That is to say, I hope someone goes down on Flames. like my joke went down in Flames. Out of Adventures writes, I love you! Well, I love you too, Out of Adventures. I love all of the players of this game. Except Gleebs. Artemis Fowl says, wow, is there any opportunities for anyone to win anything, gasp lols? No. No, especially not somebody who talks like that. In fact, I was going to do a big prize giveaway on this show, but I decided not to because of this question. Blex says, oh yeah, he also asked for a way to see how many items they have. A lot of people want that.
Yeah, let's don't put that in the to-do list.
I guess fucking slash count, and I can just... It'll just behave differently if it's me. King Stupid says, I presume that you and yours have a plan for the next clan dungeon. What do you say about a gnome-themed dungeon in the future with gnomish machines gone awry?
Seriously?
I think that's a terrible idea.
Seriously? Seriously.
These gnomes cost $300. These gnomes cost $300 fucking dollars.
Let's get them.
Metal Ganon says, I have got none of the non-zappable equipment. Does the RNG hate me? Yes. Kingzar says, have you ever thought about punishing people who get banned in chat on Crimbo Day? Like when they go to get their Crimbo Prezi the first time, they won't be able to get it? No. Because if we gave them a lump of coal, everybody would be getting banned on purpose because they want a lump of coal.
Right.
Out of Adventures says, dear Radio Bugbear, I challenge you to a black pudding eating / fighting competition. What's a compote?
Isn't it like a paste of fruit or whatever? Compote.
I don't know.
I'll look it up on my newfangled
You're sitting at a real computer.
Yeah, but I just got this new dictionary, so I want to check
it
out.
Oh, yeah? Is it cool?
I don't know.
I want a dictionary that works. I'm really seriously tempted to just buy the OED app.
There's a bunch of dictionaries. I'm not sure which one would be better. Dessert of stewed or baked fruit. That was pretty close.
Dessert of Studebaker fruit?
Studebaker fruit.
Do you think that Joe DePlumber had a friend named Stu DeBaker?
I don't know. And I don't even want to know.
Yeah. Let's see. Oh, you know what? I think tonight when I get home, I'm going to have to make the transition from Decembeard to Mustachuary.
You sure you can do that now and not wait till you get
a
Bastancio?
Bastancio. No. I'm Mustachuary is last the entire month. You know?
I see. I didn't realize that it was a preemptive thing.
It's January. It's Mustachuary. I used to do the mystery mustache until I found out that there was such an animal as Mustachuary.
I see.
I can't deal with No Shave November, though. I have to,
Is that like Nano Rhymo only?
Yeah. No Show Novo. No Show Nova. So did anyone finish a novel during NaNoWriMo?
No one I know did.
Yeah, I know lots of people that started them, but no one that finished them.
I'm sure someone in the world did.
I doubt it. In fact, I don't think that anyone has ever finished any novel ever.
Yeah, they always seem to end so abruptly.
Yeah. Just like you're just reading along, and then all of a sudden, after just like a sentence, it's just over.
Yeah, what the hell?
Yeah.
They clearly could have gone on.
You think they should gradually fade out?
Yeah, just get lighter. Just get lighter and lighter until you can't read it at all.
That would be interesting to have text that got lighter and lighter, and then eventually it was just gone.
Did you ever read anything about that poem that?
Yeah, Agrippa.
Poem that William Gibson wrote. It was a thing that was only released on these like discs that destroyed themselves as you read them.
No.
Yeah,
it was like a floppy disk, a program on a floppy disk that you read the poem in, and then it encrypted itself after you'd played it once, and then there was a deluxe edition that came with photographs, but they were printed on these special photographic plates that would turn black after you'd looked at them because of the light.
Huh. That's interesting.
Yeah.
And also, some editions of it came with this cat in a box with a little
vial of poison.
Vial of poison and a decaying atom. Yeah.
You don't really have to have the decaying atom, I feel like.
Hmm.
Like you can, you just you don't know for sure if the cat's even eating the poison or not.
Oh, I thought it was a gas that's releasing.
Yeah,
I thought the idea was that the atom would break the vial.
I don't remember.
Yeah, I don't either.
I think it's the decaying atom sets off a Geiger counter, which smashes the vial and poisons the cat.
Right. King Stupid suggests, or a clanmate of his suggests, Hideous Penguin Boy says, black cat plus mutated DNA equals Helix the cat. Master Haste says, could I get the last piece of the Krimborg helmet? I missed it, and now I have a carbonite visor and a Kevlafosite helmet in inventory. Nope, sorry. Force of Light says, Uncle Krimbo was said to have taken off with all the money. How could he have been in his fallout shelter the whole time and not have anyone know where he is? I mean,
clever hiding.
Yeah, you know. Exactorit says, Janice, may I please thank you on behalf of my mother for teaching me that 15 tarts a day is enough for any man. You guys are the best Weight Watch and SD watchers out there.
SD?
I don't know what SD means. Standard definition. Maybe he meant STD. Because I would say that having sex with 15 tarts in one day is probably about the most you can handle without any risk of sexually transmitted disease. That's how it works, right? Like, you start out, you have like a daily flag that's how vulnerable you are to STDs. So like, you can have sex with like 15 AIDS whores. And then it's like the 16th one, you have like a 1% chance of getting AIDS. The 17th one, you have like a 2% chance of getting AIDS. And then like 4 and 8 and 16. But 15 a day. 15 a day are totally safe. See, these are the kind of things that I wish they had taught me in sex ed. Reggie Neely points out that getting the pagoda in Bad Moon narratively implies that you are getting lucky in Bad Moon. That should probably do something different. Give a different message, at least. Butsuri says, "Hey, Jake, how did you make the Mob Penguin Hit Penguin look so much like John Cusack?" I mean, it is my skills of an artist that caused that to look so the same. Casey Wiederman says, "Quill, tattered scrap, and inkwell in a zap file?" Nah.
I think we decided not to do that on purpose.
Yeah. King Stupid said, "Any of you guys see The Spirit?" No. I have no interest in seeing that movie at all.
I'm not a huge fan of the Frank Miller movies. I just don't care.
You know, I saw Sin City. I guess that's the thing. I saw Sin City. I wasn't really excited about it, and I left not thinking like, "Oh, that was good," or "Oh, that sucked." I just left like, "Wow, a lot of people got shot in the dick."
I would go see 300. I think I'm kind of curious about that. But
I saw it on TV. It was all right.
300?
Yeah.
Huh. You watched TV?
I saw it over Christmas.
I see.
Not this recent Christmas, but the previous one.
I see. Is it that old that it was on TV last year?
I believe so, yeah.
I mean, it's been on, like, HBO.
Huh.
I feel like stuff hits HBO before it comes out on DVD.
Huh.
Or at least it used to.
I'm wondering if The Spirit is going to be any good.
That's what we were talking about.
Oh, were you?
Yeah.
Gosh, I totally wasn't paying attention then. Yeah. Sorry.
Are you playing iPhone games or are you playing World of Warcraft?
I was looking at Metafilter.
You're playing both at the set. You're playing your
World of Warcraft on the iPhone.
Tower defense, yeah, on your iPhone while you're playing World of Warcraft.
I'm excited that we get the Pretentious Artist and the three of us get to swap iPhone app experiences.
I guess we could all sit around, play on our ocarinas in a little circle jerk like forest homos.
I'm more interested in like the apps that you like for productivity and stuff.
Oh, I see.
Or like a really,
because you sure
game.
Do spend a lot of time talking about that faggoty ass ocarina.
It's great.
Yeah,
but yeah, whatever.
Maybe somebody will make an
it?
iPhone pan flute.
Buy the ocarina and start playing it.
I don't want to.
Okay.
I don't want to pay a dollar for a fake musical instrument.
Fake musical instrument?
Yes, a fake musical instrument.
Do you consider
instrument.
A synthesizer a fake musical instrument?
No.
Okay, so then, what are you talking about?
Okay, do you consider the iPhone guitar to be a guitar?
No.
Okay, so would you describe it as a fake guitar?
No.
Oh, okay, well then, there you go. See, I told you.
It's not pretending to be a guitar.
Spam FG 6969 says, "Single now, something suitable?" What? Oh. By the way, now meaning last 8 hours and not by my choice. Oh, I see. Like, suggesting that the content of the show be something suitable to somebody whose girlfriend just left them. Maybe she left you because of your stupid account name.
Well,
dang.
If you're constantly trying to 69, 69, 69, 69, 69, 69. Eventually it's going to get old.
Yeah. right, because of the spam. He just wouldn't stop asking her to 69 and offering to use lots of Viagra and Cialis and sell her some watches and a timeshare. Oh, man. With penis and larger cream, this shit is impossible. That was my favorite spam. It's like, surgery and pumps can leave your penis even smaller than before. With penis and larger cream, this shit is impossible. Deckard says, I have to thank you for keeping the Mob Penguins around for so long past Crimbo. It's nice, it'd be nice to have more regular monsters that gave out more stats for higher levels, sliding scale or no. Yeah, you know, eventually there'll be higher and higher powered monsters in the Afterer and Afterer core content. I don't exactly like that that became after core. But I guess they need some,
We were the ones who decided on the term hardcore, didn't we?
Yeah.
So, everything else came from our nomenclature roots.
I suppose. Joe Smo says, is Multizar about to go on a rampage? He's about to go on a lyrical rampage. The quill, the page, lyric rampage. Word up? It was iambic pentameter. Let's see. Ekamekam says a Rubik's cube should be 5x5x5, not 5x5. 5x5 is a Rubik's square.
It's also an indication that your signal is both audible and good quality.
Is that what 5x5 means?
I think it's, yeah, I think it's like you rate both the signal and the strength of the, or the clarity of the broadcast or whatever.
Goddamn printer. I think it goes through this ridiculous self-cleaning cycle 10 times as often as it actually gets used for anything.
That's possible.
You would think it wouldn't need to clean itself if you hadn't printed anything.
I think it just gets bored.
Yeah.
Well, so an inkjet, you need to print something every so often or the heads will clog over time. I don't know for a laser printer why that happens, why it's doing that at all.
Maybe the lasers get clogged.
Yeah. The sharks.
Maybe they
the
get
lasers
clogged
are mounted
data
on. Need some exercise.
Right. Simeon says, the newest Snadman comic is a comic version of Dream Hunters.
Snadman.
Yeah. I want to make a comic book hero called Snadman.
Apparently someone's already done it.
You didn't finish up the comment about the Rubik's Cube.
Okay, so I say this because I've seen a 3x3x3x3x3 Rubik's 5 cube.
What is a 5 cube?
I don't know what that means.
I assume a 5-dimensional cube. Yeah.
Okay, so then you can do a 5-dimensional one? And how literal is he saying seen?
Well, I have to assume it's not a physical object.
Because hypercubes are just hard for me to get my head around.
Yeah, I've never really tried.
It is tricky. I mean, some people I think really do understand how they work.
Mm-hmm.
But even playing around with one on a computer model, it's pretty confusing.
Oh, and then Simeon says, hey guys, have you heard of the new comic book hero Snadman? Boy, it was a reference to his own typo. Joe Smo says, is Jick a reference to Dick? Yes. Yes, it is. Specifically you.
Wow, you're on a...
I know. I'm on a ramp. Age. Somebody told me I was old.
So you're telling everybody to get off your lawn?
Yeah. MC Scared of Bees says, hi folks, I accidentally pasted the URL for Scully's Crimbo rant into my 17-year-old kid's IM window, and it inspired her to play KOL. Way to go, Scully. Istanbul says, would it be accurate to say that the Penguin Rares, Depleted Grimmsite Kneecapping Stick, and Psycho Sweater both have a natural drop rate of less than 0.5% and or that there is some unusual effect at work, like item plus is actually item minus? Well, it would be accurate to say that because of the or. They do have a natural less than 0.5% drop rate, but we have never done anything where plus item drop actually translates to minus item drop. But I can't imagine ever wanting to do that. I cannot imagine wanting anything to work the way that it would work if plus item drop worked as minus item drop.
Yeah, it doesn't make a lot of sense. You know, because all you're doing is punishing people that are trying to farm for stuff until they
but letting until yeah, and yeah, and then making it even cheaper
or something, yeah,
for them to do it. But there was nothing like that. There was nothing at all like that. It's just whenever there are rare item drops, and people want, you know, people want everything in the game to work like everything else in the game, where you just get drops out the ass all the time. And, you know, when it doesn't, they come up with all kinds of crazy theories. Comex says, why do custom avatar forms leave the shop after the first week of every month? That is because we, if they're in there all the time, they just trickle in and they're all made of ass. And they just make us want to pull our hairs out and then bleed from our scalps until we die. Rather than do the avatars. So we sell avatar forms for a week and then that gives us 3 weeks to... Ekam Ekam says, if you guys like Pratchett, why are there no Discworld references? There, I think only Scully likes Terry Pratchett.
I like Terry Pratchett.
I like Terry Pratchett. I've never read the Discworld books, though. Yeah.
Did you hear he got a knighthood?
Yeah, he got knighted.
Is that like being castled?
Yeah.
So he like shifted over some spaces and...
Aldaw says, can you have your custom avatar be Count Bakula? No. Because it's animated. It's against the rules. It's a spoiler.
Also, the... I think that doesn't the thing say no boss monsters or ultra rares?
Yes. Ekam Ekam says, as the real life economy slows, people spend less on Mr. A's. Supply falls, so price goes up. Then normal meat from monsters is worth less, and farmers don't farm as much, and the KOL economy falls. This means you can tone down on meat sinks for a bit. Yeah, nice try. We're doing fine. The economy doesn't seem to be hitting us.
Yet.
Well, I imagine it's because I think people are more likely to spend a little bit of money on online entertainment if they're trying to save money, because they're going to do that instead of buying expensive stuff.
I just don't know, you know. I feel like it seems to me like if I had less money, that things that I just didn't have to pay for, you know, I feel like if I had less money, I would think that rather than, like, you know, eating less food, I would probably say stop donating money to PBS. Right? But I don't know. Maybe I wouldn't.
The other situation is that I feel like it's... There's a lot of... Like, it's not... It's the recession or whatever you want to call it is not a problem for everybody. It's on average people have less money, but most people still have as much money as they ever did.
Right. Yeah, I guess that's true.
It's like all the people who had retirement accounts are screwed.
Yeah.
Man, all my investments are in the toilet. Of course, I always invest in turds and wadded up toilet paper. So they really always have been. Sometimes Parasite Futures. Rifferama says Minnesota is north of Iowa. Yeah, I think we established that.
Minnesota is cold.
Abaddon says, please make slash faggots functionally identical to slash clannies. It would rule. Macro system. Macro system is the new grease monkey.
Yeah.
Asshat says, I gotta say, this show is about the only one I will listen to live. Even when I wasn't playing much, I'd catch podcasts while couch surfing with carnies.
What?
I didn't actually read that before I said it out loud.
What does that even mean?
BlizzBob says, you should put in an anomalous anonymous enemy anemone, although he wrote anemone.
I want to Emily. Start a band called Couch Surfing with Carnies. Come on. That's
you couch surf with Carney Wilson. There probably wouldn't be room for you on the couch, though. Dag, yo. Mick says, so have you guys made any New Year's resolutions? I resolved a long time ago to never make another New Year's resolution, and it seemed to work.
Patrick, or somebody else that we know, had resolved every year in the past 5 years to drink more and eat more food every year. Smoke more. Drink more and smoke more every year. And so far, doing just fine.
Ferdamoon says, the recipe discovery choices in the Haunted Library, are they always new discoveries as far as that is possible, or can it give you the same recipe over and over? It can give you the same recipe over and over.
We could potentially have it.
Yeah, now that we know that, we could change that logic a little bit.
Yeah. I kind of like that. That would be nicer.
Golgothica says, I agree that it's very sad about there being no secular bell choirs, but my wife and I had a church bell choir do the music at our secular wedding. They played almost entirely secular music, the exceptions being pieces like Yesu, Joy of Man's Desiring, which at this point hardly counts. Well, that's, you know, still no secular bell choirs. We should start a bell choir, and it would be like, if you like Jesus, fuck off. We don't want you in our bell choir. Would probably be really hard. Linguini Lad says, I was wondering if the miniature antlers will ever give plus 5 pounds or more. It's not that I'm complaining, just curious. Every day I check and it's either 2, 3, or 4.
There is one day out of the moon cycle that it'll give you more than 5.
Really?
Yeah.
How many days are there that it will give you 5 or more?
Like a dozen.
Like it averages more than 3, doesn't it?
I think it's the average is 3 and 3 point something.
Yeah.
You know, on the iTunes App Store page, both in iTunes and on the iPhone itself, I keep seeing all these reviews that say, if you agree with me, click yes. What the fuck are they referring to? There's nothing anywhere here to click yes.
Or to agree with?
Yeah, well, I mean, agree with their review, but I'm constantly seeing people say, this is my opinion, and if you agree with me, click yes. And
is
I have no idea why the fuck.
Are you doing it in iTunes?
Either way, either in iTunes or from the iPhone store interface.
Huh. Because I could see if it was something that you could see from multiple places, and one of them had a, was this review helpful to you?
Yeah, that's, I mean, I guess that seems to be what it's referring to, but I can't find one of those
anywhere. Maybe there used to be one? ChefBob27 says, since time juice is way before my time, and I'll never be able to afford to buy them, and also they're not tradable.
Yeah, yeah, that's another reason.
What is the limit on how much you can use per day? There is no limit. Dark Link says, reference to Sarah Palin in the Palin Dome. I think that the sooner everyone forgets... There were people making Sarah Palin jokes at the New Year's Eve party last night, and I was like, man...
Apart from that one Sarah Palin joke, which I will always love, I don't think there need to be any more mention of her.
The what's the difference between her mouth and her vagina joke?
Yeah.
Only some of the things that come out of her vagina are retarded. Yeah. It's a really mean joke, but it's really funny.
Yeah.
And it's like there are so few people that you could tell that joke about, because it has to be somebody stupid who has at least one retarded child. Like, and know, doesn't always happen. Weird. So Linguini Lad links me to some socks. Some evil socks. They have eyes on them. Captain Kirk says, in the last show you were talking about people counting on tasteful gifts. I disagree. None of the items are that crucial to even hardcore play. I suggest adding more summonables. Yeah, alright. We'll just do it. We'll just add, you know, an item into each category and see what happens. GigaShadow555 said, you guys ever think of doing a Let's Play? You guys are amusing enough just bullshitting about nothing on the radio, so why not bullshit about a game you're playing to entertain us? Yeah, I guess like a video where we're playing some game and making funny jokes about it.
Hmm.
I could do that. Although, didn't somebody make like an 8-hour video of playing all the way through some Ultima game on the PC where he didn't say anything funny at all? He was just... describing everything that he did.
You told me about it, and you said it was kind of interesting.
I don't think I watched past the first like 20 minutes of it, though.
I didn't. I never actually watched any of it, but that sounds so. Let's play. People sit around and actually just comment on.
Just play. Well, I think what it is you
MST3K style thing about.
Well, I feel like you make a YouTube video of screen captures of you playing a game, and just, the audio is just you talking.
Huh.
Let's see. Chemistron says, on the subject of the bailout and related content in KOL, you could make this the next great meat sink. Have the bitchin' meat car industry collapse and have a player-funded bailout to get the industry back to its former self.
We're not that politically
The problem with stuff based on current events is that, like, 3 months after it's out of the news, nobody remembers anymore, and so it's not interesting in the game anymore.
You know, people could make the same argument about, you know, three-month-old memes that we've made jokes about.
Well,
but that's a little more okay, I think.
Because that sort of thing is appropriate to find in an online game.
Yeah. I don't really like getting
also,
political
players
with kids.
In Britain and Australia, and they'd be like, what? Who?
Yeah.
What? Why?
It is a little frustrating to me, the idea that the government is just bailing out the auto industry. I mean, I know.
And the banking industry. I mean, the financial services industry, that they just, like, were irresponsible using all these mortgage-backed securities. I mean, come on.
Well, and I mean, you know, the American car industry, like, make better cars and you will make more money.
From what I've heard, they are going to be held to certain standards, and they have certain instructions that they're going to, like, they're being forced to implement, like, I don't know, like, hybrid vehicles or plug-in chargeable cars and shit. As part of the contract for getting the money.
But
the banking shit, they just got a lot of free cash from us for fucking up.
Bank presidents getting hundreds of millions of dollars in salaries.
Didn't all the automaker salaries agree to, or didn't all the automaker CEOs agree to work for nothing?
Executives will not be getting any, like, benefits.
Not be getting any benefits. Like, I thought they had agreed they'd get no salary. Like they signed that they would be working for $1 a year.
But then it's just the top five executives from each company or something.
Yeah, but that's 80% of the salaries that get paid out, right? Like that whole the 80-20 rule, man.
I think I figured out a way to defer paying taxes indefinitely.
But I pointed out that taxable revenue deferred is taxable revenue denied.
Yeah.
And I forgot the words.
I wonder if I would go to jail for it or not. I really am curious. Because, like, if it's not a big deal, if people could just do this, you know, sometimes it would make sense to do it.
Excuse me. I wonder if any of these things...
I like the others.
Save a lot of I can save a lot of the things, the stuff that came in on the 31st and the 1st for the show with Scully, so he and I can, because he and I were the ones that did most of that event stuff, so we can talk about that.
We've only got like 3 minutes or so.
Yeah, that's the truth. Evil Origineely says, I just had a sad thought. Usually with delivered presents, people can open them after they come back from any England or France or Canada or some other place with hardly any internet. This year, places like England with hardly any internet? This year presents required user action. Are there mechanisms in place for, and then presumably he's asking for people to get the thing later. I think that we may or may not do it. I had said that I was going to, but... No one has complained about it, so I wonder if I should even bother.
Well, does anyone even know that you're not planning on doing it?
I don't know. I mean, what I was going to do was you get to choose the present, but then any account that could have gotten a present and didn't will get a random one at some point in January when I make it happen. I mean, you can't get it anymore. You can't. The present is no longer available, so... Bob 33333 says, on another topic, can I see a picture of Jick with a mustache, please? Never mind, found one. Whoa, really? I have good pictures of me with a mustache that I took in Mystery Hunt a couple years ago.
Oh, yeah, there's the conquistador mustache.
I guess that was, no, when I waxed it up.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I have two good pictures. That must have been last year, because I had my iPhone. I actually had a camera on me in the room of the bed and breakfast. I think, I don't know... Zly is the one that told me I had a conquistador mustache. To me, it was just a mustache.
No, but you had a little pack.
I thought I looked like a cowboy.
Upper lip, slick and hip, pointy on the ends. You gotta watch that episode.
I know.
Seen it.
Hoopity says, is Mr. Skullhead telling you that I'm buying PBR because I'm a hipster douchebag and not because I'm cheap? Mr. Skullhead is just wrong about PBR.
PBR is...
He insists that no one actually likes it. The only people that drink PBR are hipster douchebags pretending to like PBR, ironically.
That's totally incorrect.
And it's totally incorrect. Like,
PBR is like the only beer that I drink it without cringing.
That's what I told him. So I gave him you as evidence and myself as evidence. But no, we're poser hipster douchebags.
I was going to say, aren't you hipster douchebags?
I mean, kind of. I have been wearing smaller and smaller pants as time has gone by.
Didn't you? You bought that... VW Bug to drive to work, and
I've got this iPod.
Yeah. No, strippers drive Jettas.
Strippers drive Jettas.
My mom had another car wrecked.
What?
Yeah.
When did this happen?
A couple weeks ago.
What happened?
Yeah. So like my mom's normal car got totaled. She was just like exiting from the freeway, and somebody had stopped on the side of the freeway and just pulled out right in front of her. There was nothing she could do. Totaled her car, and it's still been dealing with the insurance. I think she finally, after 4 months, managed to get some money out of
that. That was like 9 months. It was a ridiculous amount of time.
She had another car, that like the old car that was laying around, that she'd been driving since then, and then she was stopped at a stoplight, and somebody just rear-ended her, and just totally crushed the whole back of the car.
God.
Like... So she was driving a rental Jetta when she came up for Christmas, and I asked her if she had become a stripper because every stripper drives a black Jetta. Where? Look it up. It's like in the handbook. Someone else says they say a picture is worth 1,000 words. Which 1,000 words is the picture of the Sword and Martini guy saying? He's actually just saying "fuck" 1,000 times in a row.
You sure it's not shoes?
Yeah. Yeah, I'm sure. Giga Shadow Foon 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 says, say you do end up making the space game, would you keep the same style artist KOL or do something new? I think that if I did another just web RPG that was not a KOL game, I would probably have the pretentious artist do the art for it.
Yeah, yeah.
Just because I'd like to give him the work.
And just because his art is awesome.
Yeah, his art is awesome.
I feel like it'd be a huge draw in any game we put out.
Stuff he's doing for the secret, super, 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 super secret, super, super secret, super soaker.
Super soaker?
Game that we're maybe working on, possibly. It's cool. Super, super, super.
I guess we should probably get going. I'm going to see if Pastafari is ready to take the stream and not cross it. And it looks like he is, so I need a song. I need a song. I need a song.
Can Ghostbusters only cross the same stream once?
Yeah. Yeah, but if they wait by it, eventually the body of the Stay Puffed Marshmallow Man will float past them. That probably doesn't work. Sun Tzu probably didn't take into account what happened if your enemy was already dead before he became your enemy.
That's true.
Yeah. Yeah. All right, kids. I'll see you Monday.
See you.
Have a good weekend, everybody.